It's Tuesday, September 8th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Unemployment numbers released, plus insights into insolvency, and a big update on that Jedi contract. This is the Business of Tech. CompTIA's analysis of the Bureau of Labor Statistics report was published on Friday, showing unemployment for IT occupations up to 4.6% from 4.4% in the previous month. IT services growth was driven by demand for cloud and cybersecurity, and gains in manufacturing helped IT. Economists continue to warn that even though the jobs report beat expectations, the labor market recovery is stalling. Looking internationally as well, Atradius has released data about insolvencies, projecting a growth forecast as percentage year over year. In the U.S., that's 39%. From the report, while many countries have implemented fiscal stimulus measures to soften the blow, these cannot last forever, and worldwide economies are starting to realize the true economic impact in the form of recession and a bleak return to rising insolvency levels. Meanwhile, a professor at Northwestern University has released research showing that breakthroughs in innovation are best fostered in cities with a minimum population of 1 million, with an emphasis on being part of a broader, more diverse community. That emphasis is not just on demographics, but on ideas, as larger cities have cultural institutions, universities for research, and more than one industry and business sector. Why do we care? Linking several stories about productivity here to paint a picture. Unemployment is up, and economists project more insolvencies. This contrasts with survey data I see indicating optimism for a recovery in Q4, which I contend is based on no data, particularly as I contrast with that with actual data that shows these rough waters. So why did I include the data around cities? That's to highlight the fact that the recovery will be inconsistent. Larger cities are likely to do better with a more diverse economic engine. I'll also highlight that the research shows that work from anywhere is not entirely true. All things in moderation, including moderation, right? There is value in coming together in centralized work, just as there is value in flexibility and work from home. In what is a shock to no one, the Pentagon has upheld its $10 billion Jedi contract with Microsoft on Friday, and Amazon has protested. Amazon published a blog that specifically targets President Trump, alleging he blatantly interfered in the procurement process, and has said the Pentagon made a flawed, biased, and politically corrupted decision. The AWS public sector blog team also wrote, AWS remains deeply concerned that the Jedi contract award creates a dangerous precedent that threatens the integrity of the federal procurement system and the ability of our nation's warfighters and civil servants to access the best possible technologies. Others have raised similar concerns around a growing trend where defense officials act based on a desire to please the president rather than do what's right. So why do we care? I want to note two reasons to care. First, this was important because of the value and the prestige of the contract. That was my reason for tracking it for so long. That's still there, of course, except the second reason we care is that of all the companies to take on a challenge like this, AWS can make this personal. Deep pockets, motivation to win a crown jewel contract, and visibly taking on the administration are all potential reasons. So we care to see how this plays out when the companies of this size and scale can duke it out, when it becomes personal. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Today's episode brought to you by our new businessof.tech website. You can get all these stories in their text form so you can read and find anything you're looking for, or get it delivered daily as a daily digest. All the editorials, as well as content older than 30 days, available for everyone, and everything available for Patreon subscribers. Go to businessof.tech, check the site out, and you can click that button to help support the content directly by becoming a Patreon. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.